Now, the line that BBC adopts is to explore as much as possible non-violent means within the country, and that is why we exist. But there are people, and there are many people, who have despaired of the efficacy of non-violence as a method. They are of the view that the present nationalist government can only be unseated by people operating a military wing. Any changes which are to come can only come as a result of a program worked out by black people. And for black people to be able to work out a program, they need to defeat the one main element in politics which was working against them, and this was a psychological feeling of inferiority. We don't believe, for instance, in the so-called guarantees for minority rights, because guaranteeing minority rights implies the recognition of portions of the community on a race basis. We believe that in our country there shall be no minority, there shall be no majority, there shall just be people. And those people will have the same status before the law, and they will have the same political rights before the law. So in a sense, it will be a completely non-racial egalitarian society.
That was the voice of Stephen Biko, and we, on this day in history, September the 12th, we are going to remember Stephen Biko with an hour-long special here on the Mark Steiner Show as we discuss Stephen Biko in the coming hour. After our day in history and our day in Black Maryland history, we'll be gathering a panel from South Africa to remember Stephen Biko, who was murdered on this day in South Africa in 1977. So we want to bring you his voice at the top of the hour to hear that, and we will talk a bit about a few more things that happened in this day in history in our life. And let's just get a few things, and then we'll jump into our conversation here. This is, if you all remember the name Jesse Owens, the great Olympian, born on this day of September 12th in 1913. He captured the imagination of the world, of this nation, and of people, and stood up for America in the face of the Nazis as well. And wrote this lovely biography, Black Think, My Life as a Black Man and the White Man, and an interesting human being, born this day in 1913. This is also the day, the man we don't hear about very much, born in 1840. People don't realize, Frazier Augustus Boutelle. He was born on this day as a slave in 1840, enslaved, went into the U.S. Army in 1861, served then with the Buffalo Soldiers, went all the way through World War I. He served in the Army for 57 years and wrote an autobiography about that piece, a fascinating human being. Mary Jane Patterson, born on this day, also in 1840. She was the first African-American woman ever to graduate college in America. Born enslaved, family made it to freedom in 1852. She graduated from Oberlin College in 1857, which was the first college in the United States of America to actually open its doors. This is also Melvin Good, somebody from our world of broadcasting. Melvin Good was the first African-American television news correspondent recognized in this country, the first person on national TV news who covered the Cuban Missile Crisis that kind of threw him onto the scene, and in 1971 became the first member, African-American member, of the Radio and Television News Directors Association. So all these people would be remembered on this day on September the 12th. This is also in 1974 that Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was overthrown by a military coup after 58 years as the Emperor of Ethiopia. In 1994, so those of you who remember this, this was a day that a Cessna plane flew into the White House, destroying the West Wing, flown by a man named Frank Eugene Corder, and who killed himself, obviously, in that crash, and attempted to kill the President of the United States in 1994 on this day. Well, that's this day in history. September the 12th is a great deal more. We encourage you to go to steinershow.org see the rest of this day in history. And we are going to hear another moment in Maryland Black history to learn about what happened on this weekend in our local history.